Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I assume everything will be fine and be recorded, and everything up is, doing that computer internet thing where it's being a little stubborn. So, anyway, let me go ahead and do my tuning in.
And I've done it before without the having it up on the computer. So, Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And that goes for all of you, too. We're all hooked up. We're all connected. And, sometimes we just kind of don't really realize that we're connected, but we are. And it just often takes that little pause. I noticed this morning I was feeling like a little bit of a stomach ache. That often tells me I'm a little agitated about something. Wasn't quite sure exactly. So I reminded myself, this is huge, to take some deep breaths. And so every time I took a nice deep breath, I would just feel better. I could feel that kind of breath washing through my whole body, and it felt really good. So let's take a deep breath now. So I still can't get my computer to work, but you know what? Whatever. I think that sometimes, the angels are saying yes. I think sometimes the universe just works it that way. Because what happens is when I don't look at the computer, I don't see,
so I can see people have called in. I keep track of the minutes and all that kind of stuff. But I have noticed that a couple times when I wasn't able to get it to load, that I just would sit here and close my eyes and just feel very present. So, good reminder for that, huh? And the angels are saying yes, and they're shaking their pom-poms. So, anyway, again, here we are together. I never really quite know what I'm going to come out with, and my dear friend and mentor calls it soul flow. So I just sit, be very present, and see what's going to come through. I'm getting right now that I'm supposed to do a chant. It's like a chant, but it's a prayer. And this is the fifth from Drop G Sob. This is one I've been taking on recently in the last few weeks. And the angels have told me that this is a really excellent chant / prayer for easing us through this ascension process that we're going through. And, you know, it's funny, I was thinking about it yesterday, if I tried to even describe what that means, I couldn't begin to try to describe it. And I thought, it's almost like you have to be in it. You know, I don't know, maybe that whole thing about trying to describe childbirth to somebody, unless you've been through it, it's like, you know, how could you begin to describe the thing? So, anyway, I do know, okay, the angels are guiding me here. Thank you. I will get to the chant, I promise. So the angels are saying that basically it's and it doesn't mean we're going to leave our body, although for some it might. It's moving, ascending to a new way of being. It's ascending to new earth. It's, we hear the word ascending.
You know, it's this feeling of going up, right? And the angels are saying it isn't necessarily so. It's just moving to a different way of being. It's moving to a more of a heart-centered way of being, and it's moving to just a more beautiful way of being and loving and accepting. They say accepting ourselves fully, completely, beautifully, and of course, therefore, you know, the old thing, love thy neighbor as thyself, and until, you know, I've been saying for quite a few years, and the angels are saying, oh yeah, you know, how do you love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love your neighbor? I mean, excuse me, if you don't love yourself, you know, you have to love yourself first and fully. And so, although I suppose to some it may appear like this whole narcissism, you know, narcissistic thing to be focusing on loving yourself so much, in some ways it's kind of like a little bit unexplainable, like the ascension thing. But it's about, you know, really just accepting and getting that we are who we are. I mean, it doesn't mean you stop trying to be a better person, or it doesn't mean that you stop trying to, you know, get to the other side of the depression or whatever it is. It's about just really accepting that, okay, you know, I've got a tummy. I've always had a tummy. Okay, I love that tummy. I accept it. I fully love it and accept it. You know, whatever it is, I seem to have, my skin seems to go through a bunch of crap. I've always said that everything shows on my face, and so I do. I tend to get, even, you know, I'm 58, I still get pimples here and there. I still get real red rashes and whatever. So whatever I'm going through, and it's not always this huge apparent thing. I think it's just part of this old final healing process. It shows on my face. Okay. Okay, the angels are saying, let's go ahead and do the chant now. Thank you. Thank you. Tapya na jaye kita na hoe, ape up naran jimisoe, jimisaviat na paye man, nanak gavya guni nidhan, gavya sunya manarakya bao, dukh parahar sukh gar le jaye, guru mukh nadam guru mukh vedam guru mukhar hiya samai, guru isur guru gorak varma guru parvati mai. Jai ho jana aka nahi kehna katna jai, gura ik de gujai, sabna jia ka ik data, so mai visar na jai. So the angels tell me that chant, you can listen to it, you don't have to chant along. That is for helping ease through ascension process. Moving into new earth, it's like they're saying it's kind of like a clarion call to the angels, okay? Moving into new earth and seeing the new earth, the love, the joy. I mean, you know, when we talk about being in joy and talk about being in your heart center and all that, it's not that, you know, as humans we ever stop feeling feelings or whatever, but there's this element of kind of not being quite so attached to them, you know. The angels are talking now about, let's say you feel angry or frustrated about something. They're saying it just is not going to hit you quite so hard. And we have tools also to help us, you know, whatever it is. It's like breathing or just allowing it to be okay or whatever. You know, this is still part of our humanness, and we're still in human bodies, and that's just normal stuff, but it's like we don't have to buy into it like we used to. Hopefully that explains it. I'm telling you, I'm still trying to understand all this stuff. Interesting. We'll see what happens. We've been seeing some messages about basically the whole ascension thing is going to happen now on September 28th. And, you know, I kind of always laugh a little bit when I see dates like that, because I'm like, really? It's going to happen on an exact date? It's going to happen, you know, how do people know that? And I saw an email last night that somebody had sent to me and talking about September 28th and how, you know, the guy, I had to appreciate the guy, said, well, you know, we've seen dates before. And he said that, you know, several, you could say, spiritual leaders or whatever had backed it up, you know, and one of the people had some message from Archangel Michael. And now I was going through this whole thing, like, well, you know, I talk to Archangel Michael and he talks to me, but I don't get, you know, like I do it in a really different way than a lot of people, and I don't get that kind of information really about dates and all that kind of stuff, you know. I mean, whatever, it doesn't even really matter. But I was kind of pondering, you know, so, you know, how does that work with Archangel Michael? Does, I guess, okay, he's saying he wants to chime in. Okay, Archangel Michael. Beloveds, I come to each person in a whole different way for each person. I, Sadhu, Elizabeth Sadhu, I come to you in a very funny way because I adore humor and you adore humor. So that's a huge bond that we have together. Others are more intellectual, and so I speak to their intellectual side. Others are wanting to have dates and things, so I speak to that. So none of it is right or wrong. It doesn't even really matter. We're all working here together, all the angels. Oh, he's waving his jackhammer around now. He loves to get dressed if he shows himself to me in his like worker dude outfit with a hard hat and a tool belt and everything. And he'll show me occasionally, especially if I'm working with somebody, that he has a sledgehammer, and all the archangels, as far as the eye can see, wave their sledgehammers around and they're saying, we're at your service. We're here to blast on things. So we're getting down to the end of the time here, and I haven't heard the lady, so I'm hoping that this is still, we're still going. I guess we still have several minutes, so I'll just wait until she tells me. Usually what she tells me is there's like 90 seconds left or something, so we'll just not worry about it and keep talking. Archangel says, yeah, Archangel Michael says, that's right, keep on talking. One of the fun things that popped up in the last couple of days is I've noticed a few more people talking about self-love. I love seeing that. That's awesome. A friend of mine on Facebook, who's a very dear, sweet woman, super, just a sweet, spiritual, connected kind of woman, and she posted a James Brown Get Up Off of That Thing video, which I loved because that was one of the things that had come to me in the last year or so about, you know, when we get down on ourselves, to get up off of that thing. The angels had guided me there. And so watching and listening to the James Brown video, I think he actually says, get up off of that thing and go ahead and dance. Okay, the blog talk lady said 90 seconds. So that's good to know. Anyway, you know, whatever you can do that lifts you up, whatever you do that makes you feel joyful, whatever you do that makes you feel happy, and you know, really also be okay with the sad times. Just, you know, like give them a big hug. Take it into your heart and, you know, put the love blanket on. It's all okay. It's all good. It you know, none of it really matters. We're so quick to judge. Oh, anger is bad, you know, sadness, bad, happy, good. You know what? It's all good. The angels are shaking their pom-poms and they're saying, have a most beautiful and blessed day. And they love all of us so much, can't even begin to describe. And they're enfolding all of us, all of us, all of us in a beautiful love blanket. So thank you, angels, guys, and thanks, everyone, for being there, and have a blessed day.